This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a measure that sought to change low-income housing tax credits in Missouri.
This year, we kind of continue on the tax credit reform mode.
Some may say last year they eliminated low-income tax credits in the budget.
Tax credits, more specifically low-income housing tax credits, are becoming an annual issue for lawmakers. This year, the issue was addressed in Senate Bill 28. Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby was the sponsor.
This is housing that typically goes for things such as senior citizens. It's usually tagged on with senior citizen services.
He adds, like most things, this comes down to what can we afford?
So whatever funds we can save in this program, we can use for education, for senior services, for nursing homes, for transportation, public safety.
Senator Hegeman also says the funding level allowed in Senate Bill 28 changed from when the proposal was first introduced.
We adjusted it to a level that most people could accept. You know, those that participate in the program and also those that are tax credit hawks out there that really want to rein in some of these tax credits.
In the end, he says they simply ran out of time this session to finish work on Senate Bill 28.
I think we've done a good compromise to get this program back up and going so that we can provide some, you know, lower income housing, largely for our senior population, veterans, and development disabled.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis says the goal was to reintroduce these tax credits in Missouri.
And I asked for what dollar amount are we talking about? So we're looking at approximately $115 to $140 million that they're allocating for low income tax credits.
She believes these tax credits to be necessary for urban areas.
A lot of communities that are deprived of economic development, these communities depend on low-income tax credits for economic development in those areas.
Senator May adds low-income housing tax credits provide other benefits.
Also, when you're using low-income tax credit, it provides affordable housing in some of those depressed areas as well, because you can get subsidized rent in those buildings that have been built with low-income tax credits.
She also says discussion will likely continue next year.
Just to be transparent, I am for low-income tax credits. I've seen how they've built senior homes in various different veterans' homes in my communities. I've seen how they've revived a neighborhood.
Pre-filed legislation for the 2020 legislative session will receive bill numbers on December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.